Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hope springs eternal. Preseason NBA basketball begins for the Memphis Grizzlies later tonight against the Detroit Pistons at FedEx Forum. We'll have that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's always good to have basketball back in FedEx Forum. However, it will not involve one Demetrius Jamal Morant. John Morant suffered an ankle sprain yesterday, and as a result of that, he will be week to week. Sprained left ankle in practice yesterday. He's considered week to week. Obviously, he will not play tonight against the Detroit Pistons. Pistons, 3.5-point favorites, total 226.5. Don't forget, you sitting across from Mr. Preseason.
Yeah, they got a lot of young dudes, too, like Holland.
Yeah, a lot of young dudes. So it'll be a lot of Jaden Ivey and Holland tonight,
so Cedric
is my guess.
Cedric will be seeing those guys,
yes.
You would think. Our young guy will see their young guys.
So, look, I mean, obviously it's
but back to Jaden.
It's certainly, a little deflating. I mean, it's a deflating start to the preseason. But this isn't one of those like, oh, he's got an ambiguous knee thing that's got to be reevaluated in 6 weeks or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fairly straightforward, even if you hate to see it happen.
Here's the thing. Ankles get rolled all the time in practice. Guys come back from them at varying degrees. You're hoping this is not some serious high ankle sprain, but a week-to-week sort of evaluation of it wouldn't indicate that, right? High ankle sprains are, probably it's going to be some time. And so, listen, you got what? You got 16 days till the game that matters.
He should be. He should
which
be,
is your opener against New Orleans.
If he's not out there for that,
so
I'd be shocked.
It's more than a couple weeks, right? I'm sure, again, Ja, the way he plays, guy probably rolls or at least folds it over, or quarter fold, whatever, quarter roll, quite a bit in practices we don't see. That said, obviously, I mean, with as much as we talk about health, and particularly with him, it's the question for that anybody that's breaking down the Grizzlies going into the season, I don't care what media outlet you look at, it's the question.
Yep.
Can Ja Morant stay healthy? I mean, when last we saw him again, he was having to get pulled out of the OKC series. So that's the part that's unfortunate, a little bit disheartening, is that, oh, man, we're going to do this again. But it doesn't have to be like that, guys. It doesn't have to be. And this news doesn't necessarily mean, that this has to be, like I said, significant.
Right. I mean, I think the bigger thing is, if Ja had a clean bill of health and he wasn't a guy that got hurt all the time, then I think this would just kind of blow over. But it just sort of is one more to the list.
Well, keep in mind, your front court is banged up.
You have no
Brandon Clark, you have no Edie, you have no Jaren Jackson. Now you have no Ja Morant.
Right.
And you're talking about a coach that's trying to still. I know he had nine games last year in the playoffs.
Exactly.
This guy's not laid his foundation out yet. He's got a bunch of new players. KCP, Ty Jerome. And so point is, you want to ideally see them with Ja. Let's be real. Remember G.G. Jackson when he's on the floor with Ja, how much better he is?
Yep.
Cedric Coward, you want him playing with Ja so that the guy's got confidence and you see, okay, what have I got here?
Yep.
That's what it's a setback in that way.
Yep.
Because you want them out there with Ja. Oh, another guy down. Sure, you can say next man up, and we can talk about the opportunity this is for Ty Jerome on ball, Scottie Pippen, sort of see what they're going to do, you know, when Ja possibly is out this season. Likelihood, looking at his history, he will be at some point. Sure, you get a look at that, but you'd rather get a look with at your guys with your player that makes them better. And that's the thing about Ja Morant. We know that when he's on the court, he does that. So from that standpoint, it's another. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, no, it
come
is.
Come on. It's like a start from behind. You know, everybody else getting a head start now except for you because you don't have your main guy.
Exactly.
So that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. And that's where I would kind of leave it. It's unfortunate.
Sure.
I have to
kill your seat.
I have to say, though, the excitement for the season, I'm having a hard time generating much right now just because of all the invalids we've got. I mean, this injury report is insane. You're not even going to know. I mean, even the preseason, it's like, what am I even going to get out of preseason? You had hoped that, you know, Coward, Ja, at the very least, they could get some time together, right? This is a group, KCP. This is
like
a group.
Like you're talking about, the big three will not be out there.
Yeah. So
and the two that you, the now big two, they're gone. So that's the point, is you're doing it with a bunch of guys that
aren't going to be, you know, real rotation players for you. I mean, look, it'll be good for Santi and all those guys to get work together.
GG, Vince,
yeah,
all those guys.
But
there's
you really,
opportunity there.
Like, it felt like the real thing to gain out of preseason was getting Ja out there with Coward and KCP. And with
our boy Jock Landale, so they could start seeing some pick and roll and whether he can play the role of an Edie for the time that you're going to need him, 100%.
To me, it's almost like
it's a setback.
You're exactly right, because you already are going to be without Edie and Jaren for, you know, 10 to 20 games between them both. So you're set back then. And now it kind of feels like you're going to be set back however many games there are in preseason.
Right.
So I would add that to the list. So you're kind of starting the season 20 to, you know, 25 games behind in terms of, like, hey, this is a new coach. We need to know how to, you know, it's a new
that's
personnel.
That's what's so key here.
You know? I mean, I think
it's different than other organizations that have had their coach.
Exactly.
Can just plug these new guys in.
Exactly.
But everybody knows what they're doing and what's expected of them.
Yeah.
You're still in that process.
You haven't even really started it because – you know,
only on the court, right? You haven't played anybody with it.
He got thrown out there last year. That he didn't really have time to do anything there. So I don't know. I think it means it's going to be a clumsier season. Certainly at the beginning for the Grizzlies, even if Ja's out there, because it ain't just Isolo. It's also like KCP and Ja, KCP and or Ja and Coward. You know, John Landale, like
all
you
those
said,
combinations.
You know, like these guys have not played together,
especially
with each other.
Ja getting comfortable with Landale early.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the guy. And can
Landale
roll to the basket like he needs and be that threat going to the basket for that pick and roll?
I think that, like, the injury, Ja's going to play. Like, it's not going to keep him out of the regular season. But I do think the casualty here is valuable on-court reps that you would have gotten in preseason that wouldn't have mattered but would have still been good to bank.
100%.
And now you don't get them. And now you're going to have to do this in the regular season when everybody's trying.
You want to get that on film. You want to be able to teach off of it, everything that you saw. Hey, no, Landale, this is where we need you on this. You had Ja right here. You won't have that at least to start. But, again, season opener is the main thing. It's 16 days away. This is week to week. Hopefully you've got them when it counts.
Yeah. So, now – Will I be super intrigued by Cedric Coward tonight? You damn right.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen him in forever.
I mean, we've never seen him.
I've
never seen him play.
I'm the same. I hold my hand up. I mean, watch him play in college.
The only solace that I've given myself with Coward is that John Shire was going to give him $3 million NIL. Like, that's got to mean something, right?
Yes.
So, but in terms of, you know, watching him at Washington State or elsewhere, not a chance. So, he's healthy. He's been full go. This is going to be our first real look at, like, all right, what does Cedric Coward bring to the table? And it doesn't necessarily – if he has a rough game today or later tonight, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. But, man, it could mean something if he has a great one.
Well, you hear the guys talking about their – I mean, even Dylan Wills talked about how, you know, they look at Cedric Coward and they go, holy cow, look at this guy's arms. I wish I had that. And Jalen was saying, I mean, you look – he's a physical marvel.
Yes, he is.
And then listen to him. There's a maturity about him that you hope, again, if times get rough early, okay, maybe, you know, in terms of him dealing with it as a professional, you're not reliving GG Jackson and having to send him down, you know, to the hustle and things like that, because he gets it in a way that a little bit more mature, obviously, and he is in age. So from that standpoint, yeah, you want to get him out there, and it's like unwrapping the Christmas gift.
Yep.
You know, the gift under the tree. It's time to take a look. Everybody's been looking at this body, looking the way he runs the floor. Now he's healthy. So, yes, I'm excited about getting a chance to look at Cedric Coward and just figuring out, we all are,
exactly,
all the things that he can do and trying to see if he can do it against, you know, NBA level competition. That's the thing. I mean, that's what we haven't seen.
Exactly.
Let's be real.
Isolo said he could play him at the four because he's, you know, he's long and he's strong and he's down to get the shit on.
But don't. Yeah, I see what you did there, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Isn't that the line?
Yes.
He could, and especially as banged up as you are in the front court to start the year, but don't you say naturally see Gigi Jackson more as sort of that backup four?
And let
Cedric and Jalen and Vince figure everything out on the wing. You've got so much. You got that law jam at the wing. I just wonder. I'm with you. He said it.
Yeah.
That coward is that big and that strong. But I'd rather see Gigi Jackson those backup 4 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's a Gigi hive, but I don't know, bro.
Oh no, the Gigi hive says this. It better. You know, we better see it this year.
You're not a founding member of the Gigi Hive.
I wouldn't
hive.
Say I'm a founding member, but what I will acknowledge is there's a lot, there's something there. The problem is, are you going to be the organization that's patient enough to wait around and see? I don't think you have time at this point, and that's why I'm saying it's a critical year for Gigi. You have a log jam at the wing, and right now you have two power forwards and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Santi Aldama.
Right.
And so again, I wonder, I'm concerned about, as I said with Jessica Benson last week, Gigi getting lost in the shuffle. And so he better find a place for himself, because I could easily see a scenario where he falls out of the rotation because there's not spots for him. Guys are more proven at both spots, the three and the four.
Yeah. I've kind of am worried about him because it just feels like he's done nothing but regress since that initial season. But
started the year injured. That yeah. was the difference. And hope maybe if I'm making the case, okay,
sure,
could it be a little different at least to start? He's in there. He's healthy. He's
right.
starting with the rest of the guys.
Yes.
And with a front court as banged up as theirs.
Yes.
He's going to have some opportunity early.
I would say, like, you know, now that we know the preseason is basically tainted, the only thing that I'm looking for is I want to see Coward number
Cedric
one
Coward.
Far and away. Right.
Yeah.
If I was like power ranking things I'm watching in preseason, because mm-hmm. I am Mr. Preseason. Cedric Howard, Ty Jerome. I want to see what he's looking like.
You want to see him look like he looked in
right.
Cleveland.
I want to make sure we're
like
not getting like a
type
yes.
stud. Might have to be quite a bit.
That's see
a starter.
People got mad at me when I tweeted out that text from the scout. You know when he signed, because the scout was like, "Listen, Ja's going to miss games, so it's good to have Ty Jerome on your, you know, on your team."
Man, his average is 51 a year.
Right.
I mean, if you're denying that, I mean, if you're pushing back on that, you're in denial.
So I want to make sure that Ty Jerome isn't going to give us the Geno Smith, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's good number two.
You know, because I don't want to. Not that he didn't get paid nearly the amount of Geno Smith, but you want to make sure that wasn't just a Cleveland system kind of, because he really wasn't doing much as a player in the NBA before last
year. Season was the breakout year.
Yeah.
And Indiana, unfortunately, wasn't a good series for him, but he'd been a stud
yeah.
all year up until that
series. What was that first series?
And what we learned, the first series Cleveland had?
Yeah.
I don't ask.
Because he was good against whoever that was.
Oh, he tore him up.
Yeah.
Indiana exposed him, especially defensively. That said, that happened to a lot of guys against Indiana.
Right.
And so, yeah, you're hoping that Ty Jerome
Miami.
Can come in here and be a
He was good man. Against
That's
Miami,
right.
yeah.
Good all year long and against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Only time he's bad really against the
and
Pacers.
And he had like at least he had one game against the Pacers where he'd fallen out of the rotation. They put him in when they were like desperate, down 20 or whatever, and he came in and he gave them like 15.
Offensively, yes. Defensively,
yeah.
they showed.
No, he's limited.
What I'll say is we said that because of the performance against Indiana, that's perhaps the reason why the Grizzlies were able to get him at such a good price. That's not what we learned
yep.
through media day, preseason, everything else
yep.
so far, is that he had other offers for more. And so, again, it was good to get that difference because I think we had chalked it up
exactly.
to the Indiana series. Guy was good all year long
no,
last
he was.
Year.
He was.
And so, yes, hopefully he will be that again for the Memphis Grizzlies.
So I'm Coward, Jerome, you know, on some level I need to see, is Landale really going to be a viable option at the five?
It's key, but now you're not going to see it with Ja. You'd
right.
like to have seen it ideally with
no,
him.
No, that's very true.
But, yes, that's up on high on the list.
And then will Jalen Wells take a step maybe? You know,
I just think Jalen Wells, you're fine because you can start him. Okay, is he necessarily as high a ceiling as you want right there at that spot? No, but you can start him because you trust him and see how Cedric Howard comes up. And so he's fine. This is Vince Williams. What are you? I'm not saying tonight decides that, but
sure.
he's just another guy
it's
that you wonder now.
For him, you
because
know?
Let's be real, he's got two guys in front of him right there at the three spot that I just named, and then where does he fit in? Is he backing up at the somebody at the two? You know, Vince Williams bouncing back after he's now got, you know, he's got his money now.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.